This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Guerlot. Rebecca Cruz, it's Oscar week, and as we did last year, let's run down the list of the best foreign language films that have been nominated for this year's Oscar. We've got a really interesting set of films, five different films that have been nominated. And the first one, let's talk about The Broken Circle Breakdown.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by?
This is a very interesting Belgian film. It's actually from a Flemish director and Flemish actors. A drama about love and family and sorrow. I mean, just, you know, lots of pain and desperation in this film. But it all kind of comes around a bluegrass band. What do you think about this film?
Well, as you mentioned, it has a lovely soundtrack, and I think that's garnering a lot of attention, and they've gotten some awards for that as well. It seems to be a very interesting film. Yes, it's kind of a love story, but a tragic love story about bluegrass musicians that fall in love, and their daughter is born and unfortunately has leukemia, and it's about their marital struggle. And the way it's filmed is very interesting, and perhaps this is where the name comes from, because it's not in any linear sequence. So we're getting pieces that kind of come together, and the music really kind of sews it and stitches it all to a lovely movie, but a very sad and tragic movie too.
You rue the day that you were born. Forgive me the devil, 'cause I wouldn't hold cold.
Yeah, I think the film really takes you through a huge range of emotions, but is really also being known for its incredible performances by these actors, especially the five-year-old that plays the daughter provides an incredible performance for somebody her age.
Yeah, I'm always impressed by the young actresses that come out during Oscar season. We seem to see this every year and just always blown away. There seems to be one or two that really is highlighted and so impressive at such a young age.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, let's talk about the front runner, actually. Next on the list is the Italian film, The Great Beauty.
Quando sono arrivato a Roma, a 26 anni, sono precipitato abbastanza presto.
This film is set in Rome and follows the life of Jep. It's a very emotional film, again, exploring kind of 40 years of his life and demonstrating really that from beginning to end, life is really fleeting. I mean, this is kind of a depressing film, but yet one that's been critically acclaimed.
Yeah, this is a kind of seen as a homage or a film following Fellini's famous La Dolce Vita from 1960. And in that film, it was kind of the 6 days of a man and all the eccentric people that he met and kind of this interesting question, do we go with the fun in life? Do we take all the adventure and the chances and not care what it costs us? Or do we settle down, that kind of human story? And so this film, a little bit different, looking at a longer span of time, an author who becomes famous after writing this book, and then it becomes his life mission to be invited to every party in Italy. So this then picks up at the end of his life as he tries to analyze, you know, was that really a worthy goal? And I think there is something very human to this. And of course, we get to see some of the interesting scenes, the very pretty scenes as he goes through this very exotic and kind of playboy-esque life.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to watch him, how he says his goal is to be the king of high life, but that he would have the power to make any party or any activity or event succeed or fail. I mean, what a goal to have. And so, but at the end, you know, very clear that we're all just kind of passing through this place we call Earth. Very, very interesting indeed.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And again, I don't think we all get to live such extravagant lives or have such a lofty goal, I suppose, as to make a party or break a party. But perhaps a good message, too, to think about what's important and what we get out of the short time that we're here.
Yeah, absolutely. So then on to the Danish film, The Hunt. This one is really quite disturbing.
Du kan ikke få noget her.
Jeg er ret til at købe ind her.
Jeg kan godt gå og se.
Det er min bedste vens datter, det ved du godt, ikke?
Jeg tror på børnene, Lukas, jeg har altid gjort.
The film focuses on a daycare worker that's accused of molesting a child that's in his care. And it's very clear from the outset of this film that it's a lie, that the young child has actually lied about this. She lies out of anger. But the accusations take on a life of their own. The entire town reacts violently to this. And despite the lack of evidence, he's never convicted of this crime, but he's believed by his community to be guilty. And it turns on him. The whole community that he's lived in his whole life turns on him. It's really just a devastating film.
Yeah, what an interesting topic to tackle. I mean, obviously looking at child molestation and there are horrific cases in every country. But there are, of course, also situations where people are falsely accused. And we have seen, certainly in this country, that the evidence doesn't always matter, that this is such a serious issue that we almost always side with the victim, and that some of these accusations and gossip can really lead to hurting someone's life. It's also interesting that the main actor, Mads Mikkelsen, he was actually involved in one of the films that was nominated last year, The Royal Affair. So he's no stranger to Oscar night.
Well, let's talk about the Cambodian film. This is an interesting one, The Missing Picture.
I seek my childhood like a lost picture, or rather it seeks me.
It's a memoir of sorts of the director's life, of his childhood, you know, when he was living, he and his family were living under the Khmer Rouge and Pol Pot's dictatorship. And he's kind of talks about searching for this missing picture of life between 1975 and 1979 in Cambodia.
They dye our clothes black. They change our first names. There are no individuals, only numbers.
But it's a very different approach that he takes. He uses clay figurines and actually uses the Khmer Rouge's own newsreels to kind of tell the story of torture and murder and imprisonment during this time. And it's just a very different film from all the others that are nominated.
It seems like that's what the critics are drawn to, but also pointing out, because this is somewhat unusual, that it's kind of half documentary, half claymation figures, and as you mentioned, kind of an autobiography in the same time. You know, he obviously came of age during the Khmer Rouge in the late 1970s, and we're starting to see a number of films come out of Cambodia, other countries dealing with this topic, and I think this is because we have a generation that grew up during that time, that experienced that time, that are and the whole country with these directors are trying to come to some resolution and some terms with what happened in that country. Of course, Pol Pot fled in 1979, 1980, and you know was never brought to trial. And even though there are now some court cases going on, we're talking 30 years later. So there really hasn't been a very satisfying resolution. And we know that through art and culture, societies are able to kind of answer some of those questions or analyze some of those issues. So a very interesting film coming out of Cambodia. We've seen a couple in the last few years that were very similar, and I wouldn't be surprised if we continue to see some in that vein.
Yeah, you can definitely learn a lot about Cambodia's history just from this film alone. Well, lastly, that leaves us with the film Omar, a Palestinian film, a drama, a romance, you know, kind of this interpretation of Palestine and its conflict with Israel, but kind of through the eyes of not just the lives that are lost literally, but those lives that are lost figuratively.
What's Nadia?
Nadia Akhto.
عمر لما بدك تحرر بلدك وتقرر انك ثور في ثمن لازم تدفع
شو ما كلفني الموضوع انا بدي اتجوز نادي.
It follows these Palestinian friends that are kind of torn between the war and their desire for a free Palestine, but also their desire to have families and wives and homes. And, you know, they've got their hopes and their dreams and their loyalty and all in the love for one another, and all of that really kind of being upset by the war, clearly, the conflict between the Palestinians and the Israelis. But also, it opens up them up to being vulnerable, right, to betrayal. So when one of them's caught and then they have to betray their love for their family and their friends because of the threats that are then provided, just a very deeply moving story.
Yes, deeply moving, and I think it does a very nice job of really showing the complexity of the situation. Obviously, the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and ongoing conflict is incredibly complex, and we see that with the main character here and his interactions with his family, with his girlfriend and others in the film, that it's not as cut and dry as one might think, and there are many, many layers to this. Coincidentally, you know, Israel also submitted a film, and theirs was called Bethlehem, and it actually had a very similar plot line where a Palestinian is captured and forced to kind of spy on the Palestinians. So interesting that they would both have films that tackle this issue. Also, the director of the film made a point of stating that this is really significant that Palestine has been noted in this way. This gives voice to the Palestinian people, and it's their own voice. And he commented that the more we hear that voice, the more peace will be possible.
Well, clearly these are five great films, and not all films can be nominated for an Oscar. There were some that didn't make the list. A Saudi film that has kind of been all the buzz that didn't make the cut.
Well, this year there were a record 75 countries that entered in this category, so that's pretty significant. And for the first time ever, we had over 16 films that were submitted that were directed by women, which is remarkable as well. And the film that you mention is actually one of those films. It was directed by a woman. And this is really interesting. This is the first time that Saudi Arabia has submitted a film, and they chose a film directed by a woman, Haifa al-Mansour. And she directed this film about a 10-year-old girl who works really hard to buy a bicycle, which, of course, is looked somewhat down upon for young girls in Saudi Arabia. So a lot of contradictions going on there. The film has gotten a great deal of international acclaim and has been, you know, the director has been on The Daily Show. So this is definitely a film. It's called Wajah. Though it didn't make the top five and will not be getting the award at the Oscars, is definitely one that some of our listeners might want to check out.
Thanks so much, Rebecca.
Thank you.